right off today, I need to remind everybody on this Red Shirt Friday that it is Constitution Day. On this day, in 1787, the United States Constitution was signed, and that was all about granting us the liberty, the power as individuals to have a say, to live in a representative republic, celebrate the principles that embodies what God gave us in terms of these freedoms as human beings, not living under the tyranny of other human beings. Thank you to our forefathers for that. I have to at least mention Constitution Day because it is something that has truly become a benchmark in my life. Another benchmark is family. And it was 2 weeks ago today that I recognized the fragileness of everyone's family. Again, but it was a phone call from my mother on 2 weeks ago this very day that life just really took a turn. First, I want to remind you about Lone Creek Cattle Company and the opportunity to be a part of a brand of beef program. It's called the Certified Piedmontese System. Get more details about adding value and capturing the value in the beef cattle that you produce. And do that by getting a hold of Marlon Will at www.lonecreekcattleco.com. I clearly remember December the 5th, 1975. I was 10 years old. My brother was born, Troy Luce, Quincy, Illinois. He would have been 46 this year in December. And I say would have been because 2 days ago we lost Troy, husband, father of three daughters, the oldest one being 17. The death is quite clearly going to be listed as a COVID death. The diagnosis once upon entering the hospital was COVID pneumonia. My personal opinion is that he had pneumonia. Pneumonia killed him, but they treated him for COVID. That is not what I want to talk about today. What I want to talk about today is that no matter where I go in the Adams County, Illinois area, people still tell me of the impact that my father had on their child. Larry Luce was a farmer, fifth-generation farmer in Adams County, Illinois. But as his kids all left, he had to go back and be a part of coaching young people in the local school, Payson Seymour. And it's very clear today at the age of 45, his youngest son, Troy, very adequately followed in the footsteps of his father, because there are so many parents who were part of his coaching in Wisconsin that are now speaking up and saying the loss will be incredible, and that my daughter gained confidence and learned that she could accomplish anything because she played for Troy Luce as a coach. Rest in peace, brother. Loose tails, be gentle, stay firm.